It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver police program that replaces patrol officers with social workers is showing progress in its first 6 months. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
A mental health clinician and a paramedic have traveled around the city in a white van handling low-level incidents like trespassing and mental health episodes. From June to November, the team responded to 748 incidents, none of which required police or led to arrests or jail time. The program does not yet have enough people or vans to respond to every nonviolent incident, but the report says about 3% of calls for Denver Police Service, or over 2,500 incidents, were worthy of the alternative approach. David Sachs, Denverite.
Some Black Hills Utilities customers in southern Colorado will see a credit on this month's electric bills. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Around 45,000 residential customers in areas like Pueblo, Canyon City, and Cripple Creek will see a credit of more than $50 applied to this month's bills. The Chieftain reports the credit is a result of federal legislation passed in 2017 that required utility companies to adjust their rates. The newspaper says the delay comes after the state's Public Utilities Commission asked the company to wait while Pueblo voters weighed in on creating a city utility company. That issue was rejected last year, and Black Hills moved forward with the credit. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A Denver man who pleaded guilty to growing psilocybin mushrooms in his apartment has been sentenced to 3 years probation and fined more than $5,000. The DEA raided Cole Milner's apartment in 2019 after he gave interviews to news outlets about his mushroom operation. Denver voters approved decriminalizing psilocybin earlier that year, but the DEA still considers it an illegal substance. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.